Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
100 yards goes into an NCAA legend special. This week, a special individual. Ladies and gentlemen, all men of power and money has a magnetic attraction. People love power, knowledge, and money. And ladies and gentlemen, this next individual is a native of Athens, Georgia, where he earned both his undergraduate and law degree from the University of Georgia, where he played football for legendary coach Vince Dooley, and also was the first recipient of the Bill Hartman Award given to former UGA athletes who have distinguished themselves and excelled beyond the athletic arena. This next gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, has received numerous awards and designations during his career and has twice been named Georgian of the Year by the Georgia Trend magazine. Best known for his role as Chief Executive Officer of the Atlanta Committee for the 1996 Olympic Games. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner goes into this NCAA legend series covering Mr. Billy Payne. Right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, to the man that just brought me up, the greatest voice in all of entertainment, Mr. Mark Bass. Now, to the gentleman I'm going to discuss today, Mr. Billy Payne. It's a great time in the state of Georgia. I'm going to be honest with you. The Dogs just coming off their national championship season since what, 1980? Since 1980, almost 40-something years. And the thing about, when you think about Georgia football, is that you always put them in the lore of a Charlie Tripley. You think about Vince Dooley. You think about that magical season of 1980 with Buck Ballou, Herschel Walker, Lindsey Scott, Ed Enemy, Cleaver, Scott Warner. But when you look at the history of that program and you're looking at that individual that put the program on the map, one of your own, that did something that when you look at it, it's still hard to believe. Then I got to give flowers. I got to give kudos. When you look at the gentleman here, Mr. Billy Payne on the screen, he's probably one of the most powerful individuals in the world. See, I was living in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, excuse me, I was in Knoxville at the time, which is about 2.5 hours going up North 75 when Atlanta was awarded the Olympics in 1988. And it was still hard for me to comprehend. Let's be honest today here on 100 Yards of Football, that the South would get the Olympic Games. When after the Olympic Games have been in places like Tokyo, Japan, Germany, Munich, Italy. Come on, man. Atlanta, Georgia? Go get the Olympics? That changed the course of time for me looking at what sports is all about. Because I used to watch the Olympics back when I was small. 1976, that great boxing team. They're born the stars like Sugar Ray Leonard, the Sphinx Brothers, Howard Davis. Then the 1972 Olympics, the USA basketball team getting cheated out of the gold medal had Doug Collins, Tom Henderson, Tom McMillan. Then 1968, John Carlos and Tommy Smith. Then that young man, this for you, Marky B. The young man that was up in the ring with the flag by the name of George Foreman from Houston. And in that 1968 basketball team, they had Spencer Haywood and JoJo White. And then in 64, the young man out of Jacksonville, Florida, by way of Florida A&M, Bobby Hayes, with used cleats doing what he did in Tokyo. And for Atlanta to get the Olympics in 1966, to this day, I still can't believe it, that it came here. And that gentleman right there was behind it all. But before I get into what he brought to the city and to the United States and having the Olympic Games here in the South, I'm going to start what he did on the football field. Very highly recruited. Thought about going to Auburn back in 1966. In Florida. But it was just, he says, something in his heart. I need to go to Georgia, my hometown. His father played at Georgia. But the thing that I loved about Billy Payne as a football player is that he started at two positions from his years playing there from 1966 to 1968. He started as a tight end for 2 years, and then his final year, he switched over and played defensive end. His skill set as a tight end, he was one of the finest in-line blockers ever in college football, University A+. He sustained and finished A+. He had physical play strength, A+. And his football intelligence off the charts as a tight end. Then he went on to defense. His base strength as a DN, A+. His leverage against the run, A+. And he holds the line of the attack, A+. Then he came into one of the most outstanding recruiting classes ever in the history of Georgia football. They had Jake Scott, Bill Stanfield, Kent Lawrence, Tommy Lyons, Tommy Longhorn. That class right there was very special. Then think about all the games that he was associated with during his time in Georgia. That 1966 game against Florida, when Georgia upset Florida 27-10, and they beat the Heisman Trophy winner that year, Steve Spurrier. Only lost one game that year. Then in his junior year, they went 7-4, but he speaks of going up there to Houston and playing at that time, he thought the best football team that he's seen. You could ask Mr. Payne. He said that Houston Cougars team had speed that he never, ever seen. Tied them in the Astrodome that year in 1967, and that team had Warren McVay, Paul Gibson, Elmo Wright. He said it was like playing against them, like skates on AstroTurf. And then coming back to his senior year when he made that move over the defensive end and the great games that he played. He mentions when his research, that Tennessee game that ended up a 17-17 tie, how he played his first game at defensive end and he went up against Bubba Weiss and had a key sack. But he brings us that memory of Jake Scott taking that 90-yard punt return back in the fourth quarter to tie that game. That was his career moment at Georgia. But the one thing that I like about Mr. Payne, and he also brought up about that Houston team they tied 10-10, was that they had a linebacker on their team that was pretty good by the name of Wade Phillips. You know who Wade Phillips is, baby. Former coach throughout the NFL, father Bum Phillips. That's right, Wade Phillips played in Houston. But the thing I like about Mr. Payne is that after he finished college, he knew that he was only going to be limited as a player if he was going to try to play the NFL. He said, I had bigger visions. He went back and graduated from the University of Georgia Law School with honors. And then he had a plan. Became a CEO of several companies throughout Atlanta. And he had a vision. See, when great people, they have a vision. They think out of the box and doing something that nobody ever think can be done. I want to know back when Billy Payne had this notion that he could bring the Olympics to the South, to Atlanta, and how many people looked at him and said, man, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy, Mr. Payne. But he pulled it off, man. A University of Georgia graduate. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons why I moved to the city of Atlanta. Because I saw vision. I saw something that was going to grow. I moved in October 96 and Atlanta's changed to places that I never known as a city. When I got here, the city was 3.5 million. It's almost 7.8 million now. And I'm a big football fan, and high school football is one of the best states for it. But that man right there, Billy Payne, if you're going to be proud of the University of Georgia, of your football program, or your academic program. Honestly, I know Herschel Walker right now is running for political office, probably the greatest player in program history. You still talk about Buck Ballou as one of the greatest. Now Spencer Benson has took that lower along with Kirby Smart. But make no bones, Billy Payne is the greatest individual that's ever came through the University of Georgia from an academic, business, and football playing perspective. He's put the University of Georgia on the map by getting that Olympics Games in 1996. And then became chairman of the Augusta National Club. You can't get no better than that. You can't say more than that. You can't say money, money. You can't say celebration. I hope one day I get the honor to meet Mr. Payne, because the question I'm going to pose to him, when did you come up with the vision that you knew this city and this area could get the Olympics? One of the greatest individuals to play football at the University of Georgia, maybe didn't get the exploits on the field, but make no bones. When you think about Georgia, everybody want to say Herschel Walker. Everybody want to say Brian Kemp. Everybody want to say Buck Ballou. Everybody want to say Vince Dooley. Hey, hey, ha, ha. Man, you better say Billy Payne is at the top of the list. This man brought a sports event of that caliber, of that nature, to the South. I still can't get over the Olympics Games. This had some of the greatest athletes ever perform at them games in their history. Jim Thorpe, Michael Phelps, Mark Splits, Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh my God. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, Joe Frazier, Michael Johnson, Carl Lewis. I don't have to say no more. Bruce Jenner. I'm still going to call him Bruce Jenner. Montreal, Rome, Italy, Tokyo, Japan, LA. Atlanta, Georgia comes in that realm of all them great cities that's been able to host these games.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Billy Payne, yeah, at the top of my list, brother, is one of the greatest academic athletes of all time. Look at him. That's right, the House of Payne, baby. Going down in history as one of the best individuals that's brought something that the South is never going to forget. The Olympic Games of 1996. That man right there, Billy Payne, was the architect. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. The only thing I can think about Billy Payne, very simple, baby, cool in the gang. Celebrate the day. Good day. Billy Payne, celebration, cool in the game. Go Dawgs. Y'all better repeat. God bless. Have an outstanding morning here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.